Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It, Kamal Ravikant shares a profound personal journey of transformation. This book, born out of the author's moment of despair, unfolds as a poignant guide to finding inner peace and strength through a relentless practice of self-love. Ravikant's approach is simple, yet powerful. To make loving oneself a foundational practice. With its candid narrative, Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It resonates with anyone seeking a path to recovery from life's hardships and a way to better embrace their worth. Ravikant's raw and honest recounting serves as a testament to the profound changes that self-love can bring about, making this book a beacon of hope for many. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of self-love. Kamal Ravikant's book emphasizes the power of self-love and its transformative impact on our lives. Self-love, as Ravikant presents it, is not merely a state of feeling good about oneself. It's an actionable practice, a commitment that one makes every day to nurture and accept oneself without condition. This topic explores how self-love can drastically improve our mental health, enhance our relationships, and grant us the resilience to face life's challenges. Through personal anecdotes and practical exercises, the book illustrates how adopting a mindset of self-love can lead us to a path of healing, growth, and profound personal change. Secondly, practical exercises for self-love. One of the strengths of Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It lies in its actionable guidance. Ravikant doesn't just advocate for the concept of self-love, he provides readers with practical exercises to embody it. These include meditation, mirror work, and the repetition of positive affirmations tailored to instill a deep sense of love and compassion towards oneself. This topic delves into these exercises, discussing how each is designed to break patterns of negative self-talk and replace them with a nurturing, loving dialogue. It explains how consistency in these practices can create lasting changes in how individuals perceive and treat themselves. Thirdly, the mind-body connection in self-love. Ravikant's book also touches upon the intricate link between mind and body, illustrating how self-love has as much of a physiological impact as it does emotional. This section examines the scientific basis behind the mind-body connection, showcasing how positive self-affirmations and a loving attitude towards oneself can lead to reduced stress levels, improved immune function, and overall better physical health. Through Ravikant's insights and supporting research, readers can understand how the act of loving oneself goes beyond psychological well-being, fostering physical health and vitality as well. Fourthly, overcoming obstacles to self-love. One of the book's pivotal themes is overcoming obstacles to self-love. Ravikant openly discusses the barriers many people face, including past traumas, societal conditioning, and deeply ingrained beliefs of unworthiness. This topic explores strategies to dismantle these barriers, emphasizing the importance of forgiveness, both towards oneself and others, and the continuous practice of self-affirmation techniques. This section also addresses how to deal with setbacks and sustain a self-love practice in the face of life's inevitable ups and downs. Lastly, creating a life of purpose through self-love. Finally, Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It concludes with a powerful message on how self-love is foundational to living a life of purpose and meaning. Ravikant argues that when we fill our cup with love from within, we can then pour out that love to others and the world, leading to a more fulfilling existence. This section explores how self-love empowers us to pursue our true passions and make meaningful contributions, ultimately shaping a life that not only serves our highest good, but also the good of those around us. In conclusion, Kamal Ravikant's Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It is a compelling manifesto on the transformative power of self-love. This book is a must-read for anyone struggling with self-acceptance, facing life's adversities, or simply in search of a deeper sense of peace and purpose. Through Ravikant's personal journey, practical exercises, and the exploration of self-love's impact on every facet of life, readers are guided towards embracing self-love not just as a concept, but as a daily practice. The lessons contained within can benefit everyone, regardless of their personal circumstances, inspiring actions that lead to a healthier, happier, and more fulfilled life. If you would like to support Kamal Ravikant, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, Please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.